Maine. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW of Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It may be another bad day to check 401ks. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The opening bell may ring in a lot more selling. Markets also have been plunging overseas. Fox's Ginny Cassola watching the markets live.
Dave, Dow futures recovered overnight, then turned negative again. Right now, Dow futures down 128, indicating the markets are still volatile. The reason is believed to be concerns about inflation. Interest rates are still historically low, even though the stock market has been rallying and the economy is improving. The Federal Reserve responds to inflation with higher interest rates. The Dow has dropped 7% since Friday. A market correction is considered 10%.
Ginny, President Trump may be eager to talk to the special counsel in the Russia probe, but apparently his lawyers are not. Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
President Trump's outside attorneys are leaning against him, having sitting with the special counsel, Robert Mueller, for an interview under oath. The concern is that Mueller has so much information from the White House and transition document production that it would be relatively easy for Mueller to ensnare the president in a perjury trap. Sources tell Fox News that the president's in-house attorney, Ty Cobb, is more inclined to agree to an interview as a way to bring the Mueller investigation to a close. Dave?
John, it's up to the president to approve the release of the Democratic rebuttal to the Republican memo.
I think it's going to be very hard for the White House, like it was hard for the Republicans on our committee, to block release of this.
Democrat Adam Schiff says it clears up distortions and inaccuracies in the GOP memo, which alleges the FBI used the anti-Trump dossier to spy on ex-campaign aide Carter Page.
When I actually saw it, it was even worse than I could have possibly imagined.
Page tells Fox he did have brief encounters with Russians and was an energy advisor in the past to the Kremlin. Gronk got robbed. Police in Foxborough, Massachusetts, investigating the break-in at New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski's house. Multiple safes, maybe guns, were stolen while he was away at the Super Bowl. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
President Trump has just tweeted about getting the Democrats on board, getting tough on the border, and with illegal immigration, fast. Writing, it is so disgraceful that a person illegally in our country killed Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson, offering his prayers and wishes to the family of the NFL player, killed Sunday in Indiana. The suspected drunk driver had twice been deported. In Colorado Springs, a sheriff's deputy is being mourned.
You hear gunfire. I've never heard that around here. So I was kind of concerned, and I went, looked, and I observed four men on the ground, one man getting CPR.
And one of those four was Deputy Micah Flick, the father of seven-year-old twins. It happened while he and officers were investigating a stolen car.
One suspect is deceased on scene. There is no continuing threat to the community. There are no other suspects sought by the police department, the sheriff's office, or the state patrol.
Colorado Springs Police Chief Peter Carey. A U.S. Army soldier is dead in Germany. First Sergeant Nicholas Amesbury's body was found near a train station. How he died is under investigation. He was deployed to Europe as part of a mission to reassure our allies there. The search is on for a child molester in an unusual case.
Police in Alabama are searching for a 44-year-old in a child porn video being shared around the world by people trying to help find him. The young girl in it now said to be located and safe. The man identified as Jermaine Moore, wanted by the Alabama Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force for 11 felony charges, including the sex assault of a child, distribution of video depicting the assault, and criminal sexual conduct. He's also wanted in Detroit, where prosecutors say he sexually assaulted three girls. Moore's wife has been detained, and authorities say she's not cooperating. Police also warning that even people trying to be helpful can be charged for sharing the video.
That's Lillian Wu. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Up to 22 today, down to 16. We've got some sunshine now, but more clouds later, and that chance of snow back in the forecast. That could carry into Wednesday morning. High 21, low 9 expected. Clouds on Thursday with a high 33. We've got a high around the freezing point on Friday and up towards 40 on Saturday. About a 50% chance of rain or snow in the forecast at that time. We're currently at 5. Feels like 5 below. ESPN 93.5.
Dow futures down 123. Probably a little bumpy at the beginning. We talked a lot about the stock market in the first hour. It looks like the memo for the Democrats, it's on the president's desk. That might be released later this week. Same process as Republicans followed with their memo release.
The House Intelligence Committee voted unanimously to send the Democrats' rebuttal memo to the president. Ranking Member Adam Schiff says the 10-page missive provides crucial context for the Republican memo.
We think this will help inform the public of the many distortions and inaccuracies in the majority memo.
The president has 5 days to decide whether to release the memo. In the event he decides to block it, the full House of Representatives could still vote to release the memo. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
What does this say that the Republicans voted to release it and the Democrats, not one of them did when the Republicans had their memo? Let's just get it all out there. And listen, here's your problem. And now we're hearing that Hillary Clinton's associates were feeding the former British spy information that loaded up the Trump dossier that, for the most part, was false. So the connections here, and again, your barometer when you do this kind of thought, just imagine if Donald Trump used the FBI to spy on Hillary Clinton's campaign. You're going, that's outrageous. That is an abuse. Yet that's apparently what happened for the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton and the dossier, and then getting this FISA warrant based on Carter Page. Did anybody see Carter Page interviewed on Laura Ingraham last night? Yeah. Talk about your nothing burger. I'm sorry. I just don't think he's a player at all. I don't think he's any much of anything. He was a volunteer for the campaign that I think wanted to be more important than he was. I don't know. You've got real issues if you have a dossier that was used to get a FISA warrant without anything, and then a Yahoo story by Michael Isikoff was the basis of release. It's just dizzying the amount of abuse that appears to have happened here. We'll see what history writes about this in about 10 or 20 years, but this sounds and looks really bad. Okay, I wanted to talk glass shattering. This is what women have to do to become CEO. In an Oxford University study charting global CEO success, 151 male and female CEOs talked about making it to the corner office. Surprise, surprise, the men and women had different career paths. Female CEOs said success came when they invested in their own career development. Researchers identified three self-themes: self-acceptance, self-development, and self-management, common to female leaders. Female CEOs are still underrepresented worldwide. Happy to welcome Sandra Yancey, heads up eWomen Network, a network of over 500,000 women connected to 118 chapters across North America. Sandra, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, fine. All right. So progress or no progress? Where are women in this thing?
Well, we're inching along. I mean, only 27 of the CEOs in Fortune 500s are women. That's only about 1 out of 18. Yet, what's so exciting is that a recent poll shows that both men and women employees would rather work for a female boss.
No problem, no objections there. I think we're going to have a woman president someday, and I think they'll probably be very good. I was a big Margaret Thatcher fan. There have been some great women leaders out there that that'll be wonderful. You also have to want that, right? I mean, there's a lot of sacrifices that go with being CEO. Some men want nothing to do with management. Some women want nothing to do with management. It depends on the person, too. Are more women wanting to be CEOs?
Absolutely. Our problem is that we haven't had a lot of role models. And so as women compare themselves to men, right, we see the disparities in terms of some of our values and some of the things that we want. But we're learning, you know, that contrary to what, you know, a lot of, in my opinion, hogwash has been out there that you can't have it all, the truth is you can. You just got to get really focused on what's important to you, because there's always time for what's important in life. You know, once you decide, for example, that you want to take care of yourself and you want to work out, and you're going to work out, you know, an hour a day, 3 days a week, it's amazing how you find time to do that once you decide, right? So the big issue in corporate America, my belief is that still today, whether we like it or not, is not the story. The real story is that today, in order to really be promotable, it's not just what you know. That's important. But also of equal importance is who you know. Mm-hmm. And women don't have the networks that men do.
I find it interesting that women are the B word if they're strong, but men are just strong, right? I mean, it's like, it's a whole different category for a strong woman when it comes to being tough. Then they're just a B, right? But guys, man, you're strong.
But it is a shifting. That is shifting because it suggests that it's shifting. If the recent poll is true that says that men and women would prefer working for a female boss, that's telling me that there are shifts going on, because who wants to work for a bee, right?
Well,
you
give me the, you know, I look at three things. You have to have integrity. That's for me number one.
Yeah.
And then I want somebody to be really, really hungry, and I want somebody to be very, very positive. That's the kind of leader I like. I mean, somebody that can give
totally
me all
supportive, understanding.
And I think,
right?
And maybe, and again, it's just dizzying to me how you can still have men in charge that do sexual harassment and assault and all the other things. And I know it happens. I'm a naive little boy, but I'm shocked that in this day and age, we got yo-yos at the top that do that. I mean,
the good news is that, you know, the problem has been is that no one was speaking out because women were afraid to do that. And that's the shift, I think, that's really happened in the last few months. And I think that's going to impact our future in a much more positive way, because there are great guys like you who just didn't know it was happening. But I think now that there are men that know, the good ones are going to be like you, saying, wait a minute here. Wait a minute, this is going to stop. And you now have permission to say so, to say when it's happening. And it's not just women that are going to rally around this situation. It's men. And let me tell you, when men like you start standing up for women, right, and it's not just women that are standing up for
Sandra?
For what's right.
Well, there you are. You dropped out a second. Well, again, bottom line is this. Show me what you got. Don't care who you are. Don't care what color you are.
Yep.
Show me what you got.
Yep.
That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
Well, I'm reading a study from Gallup saying that women have a tendency to engage their employees more likely to encourage professional development and recognize or praise good work.
Yeah, those are some of the traits of female leaders, and that's why men and women love working for them. We understand the goal. What we also understand is there are various different ways to get there. And what we're open to is really getting to know the individual that's working for us and helping them find the fastest path to success in a way that keeps our employees, because retention is the name of the game. It is so expensive to train people and have a revolving door where they walk out. So yeah. Once you train them, it's in your best interest to find the path for them that gets them to stay so they can contribute, and you learn and gain from all that you're investing into them.
Here's hoping things get better and guys get smarter and better, and I think I'm fairly even-handed, but I'm slow to anger, except if jerks that take advantage of people that aren't as powerful. That is so weak. That is such a loser. I mean, anybody, you take advantage of old people, children, whatever it is, but to think that you're this tough guy taking advantage and knowing that maybe a single mom with a child is in a corner and they can't, it just, oh my gosh, don't hold me back.
Right?
It's so mean. It's so awful. No, it's just, it's not a good human thing. It's an awful thing. You have to have some compassion and empathy, but also recognize talent no matter who you are and promote that. That's what we want.
Oh, my gosh. And the more as women support each other and more men jump on this bandwagon like you, the more likely we are to see the change.
Well,
it's going to take all of us.
My claim to my fame is I married far over my head. And I'm thrilled and I'm excited and thankful. No, really. Anyway, Sandra, good meeting you. I really appreciate you. And how do people find what you're doing?
All you have to do is go to ewomennetwork.com.
500,000? Man.
500,000.
That's awesome.
Yes. And Sandra knows them all by their first name. You're
probably
amazing.
So.
You're amazing. Just amazing. Hey, thanks for the time. Nice meeting you. Good luck with
Absolutely.
What you're doing.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay, you too.
Uh-huh. ewomennetwork.com.
When I was in a women's networking group in college, I went to Chicago and heard a guy giving, you know, a speech about things. And I talked to him afterwards, and he said, "Diane, you seem like someone who'd be great on the radio. We can call you the White Fox." And I was like, "Oh, well, maybe not."
So that would indicate he thought you were cute.
I think so, back in the 80s. And I was in a point where I was like all gung-ho about his speech, and he talked about Oprah and how she was going to be coming to Chicago and changing things.
So you thought he was one of those.
I thought he was a mover and a shaker, gotcha. But then when he said, well, call
White
you.
White Fox, because you're so cute.
Exactly.
I Here
was
we
like,
go.
Okay, maybe not taking that job then. Thank you, though.
You could have said, how about the hot babe? You know, something like that would work, too.
Exactly.
Wow. 8:17. Here you go. Sports headlines.
All right. In Big Ten basketball last night, Indiana over Rutgers, 65-43. Tonight, we have a lot of Big Ten action. Nebraska's at Minnesota. And number 4, Michigan State visits Iowa. Northwestern will host number 20, Michigan. Those are some tweaked numbers since the new top 25 college basketball poll is out from the AP. Villanova at number 1, Virginia at 2, Purdue at number 3 still. Up one notch, Michigan State is at number 4. Then Xavier, Ohio State has bumped up a few notches to number 14 now. NBA action had Sacramento over the Bulls, 104-98. Washington over the Pacers, 111-102. And we had the Matt Patricia as the New England defensive coordinator accept a job as the head coach for the Detroit Lions. Blues in Minnesota tonight, Blackhawks and Calgary. Viewership at 103.4 million people. It might sound like a lot. It is in the top 10, but they've had the lowest viewing since 2009. With the streaming added in, they think it could be 107 million when it's all said and done, but still some outstanding numbers of that Super Bowl in the past. That 2009 Pittsburgh-Arizona game was 98.7 million.
I can't even remember Alabama played Georgia, man. That's what I said, Clemson, this last. I just don't recall these things.
Right.
I know it was Houston and the Dodgers in the World Series because that was pretty fresh, and the guy that won last hour, Damon, was an Astro fan.
Right.
But, man, you go. I know the Cubs played Cleveland. Couldn't possibly go 3 years back on the World Series. There is no chance.
I'm not either.
No chance.
I'm just not into that.
NCAA,
it just doesn't stick if the Bears aren't in it.
Who won the NCAA championship last year in basketball?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I mean, Villanova's good this year. I know.
No idea. Illinois didn't.
Right.
And when I reference, you know, I'm not as into all these things when your team isn't as good, I can remember, you know, the run with Mike White and the Liberty Bowl, the Rose Bowl. Then we got, you know, John McVick had a couple of nice bowls. And we had Ron Turner's Sugar Bowl and Ron Zook and the Rose Bowl. I mean, all those, yeah, a crystal clear, give you the stats. But when it's not my team, it's just I'm not into it as much. Here we go, weather.
High 21, 16 our low tonight, up to 20 tomorrow, down to around 9. Clouds on Thursday, high 33, low 27. Precipitation in the forecast in the wee morning hours tomorrow. Right now the temperature is at 6, ESPN 93.5.
All right, check your Fox Business Minute. Dow futures down 157 at 23,775, and probably a rocky start. But again, I think that's all part of this. What's going to be a correction? How far do we go? It's again very, very natural. And I think all the indicators that I understand the last couple of weeks haven't changed a bit. It's called a correction and maybe a buying opportunity for some folks. 820, be right back. ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Dow futures recovered overnight, then turned negative again, indicating the markets are still volatile. The reason is believed to be concerns about inflation. Interest rates are still historically low, even though the stock market has been rallying and the economy is improving. Federal Reserve responds to inflation with higher interest rates. General Motors is reporting a better-than-expected quarter and year. GM was selling more crossovers, including the Equinox and Traverse. GM lost money, including a one-time expense for the new tax law, but excluding that, its 2017 earnings were a record. Dunkin' Brands also reported strong earnings. Its sales were higher at Dunkin' Donuts locations. Its Baskin-Robbins sales were even better. Futures are lower. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Percentage of viewers. So
yes.
The biggest percentage.
Buffalo had the highest percentage of viewers.
Okay.
56.4% of the market watching Sunday night's game, followed by Philadelphia, 56.2%, Boston, 55.9%,
yeah.
And the host market, Minneapolis-St. Paul, 54.9%.
It's amazing, though. If you think about that, it's 45% that weren't watching. What were they doing? If you're in Minnesota, if we're in Champaign-Urbana and the Super Bowl's here, don't you think you get more than half the people watching? It's here.
I know.
This is kind of a big deal.
Right.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I mean, you'd think it was just be more. Because if I have something so big, and if my team, if Illinois plays in the national championship game against Alabama, would you not think more than 55% of Champaign-Urbana would tune in?
Right. I'd say at least 75%.
I would think so. I'm just wondering. There's people, I don't care about sports. I understand. But it's an event, and your team's kind of the talk of the world.
Right.
You think you talk.
This is your chance to shine. Yeah. Your city's in the spotlight.
I don't know. I just some of those numbers. And then I mentioned, you know, how, you know, we talk about Jimmy Kimmel and these late night shows and all this other. 97% of the country don't see it.
Right.
It's like a minuscule, 330 million people, 3 million watch. I mean, it's not very much, but it's still, what are the rest of us doing? I'm not seeing any of it. I don't know. You know, back when Johnny Carson was on in 1984 and all
that. Right, when there's the big three networks and all that, and you didn't have so much to choose from.
I guess that was part of it. There was when CNN came on the scene in, 1980 or 81 or 2, mm-hmm. and this is CNN, and it was like news 24/7.
Right.
And everybody watched CNN because that was it, and it was amazing, and this cable's going to change it, and Channel 3 needed to say Channel 3 News because it was so confusing with all the extra channels that were coming in,
right.
because it was no longer 3, 15, 17, and 12. That was it. I mean, it really was.
I remember.
You turned the dial thing, and you got snow, and you had to go out on the roof and shake your little thing.
Antenna.
And aluminum worked for whatever reason. I still don't know why.
Right.
It's just so much has changed. It's stunning. I'm watching this series on the Clintons called Scandalous, and it is
scandalous.
Wow, there was so much, so many things. Now, there were totally people on the right trying to get the Clintons, but the problem with that is there was a lot to get. There are just so many shady things with the Whitewater. If you remember that land deal, Bill, just a real problem
with the lady.
He just couldn't stop.
Right.
And the fact that and I forgot that the government shutdown of 1995 or 6 or whenever that was. It was Newt Gingrich and Trent Lott or Bob Dole or somebody. They couldn't come together, so the government shut down. That was such a big deal in the life of Bill Clinton, because with the government shut down, they still had work they wanted to get done, so they hired hundreds of interns. And there, pictured, maybe there was 1,000 interns.
But Monica was right there.
She wasn't known at the time. But there she was, fairly close to the president, uh-huh. and it wasn't but the first day something happened between those two. Uh-huh. They went in George Stephanopoulos' office at midnight.
I see.
It's an intern who's 21 years old.
Right.
How can you be that reckless? How can you do that?
I mean, that's pretty exciting for a senior college student.
No, I'm talking about the president. Forget her.
I know, I mean, but
a young lady,
you can be pretty calculative at that age.
But it doesn't matter. You're a man, and you say, I'm the president of the United States, and I'm surrounded by people that protect me from any temptations. I walk out of the room.
That's part of it, is the intrigue and the scandalous.
It's called a problem.
Okay.
You're lacking integrity, right? You're a married
right,
man.
Right, right.
You don't do things like that, and you don't put yourself in a situation like that. And yet that just was then all of a sudden all these people, Kathleen Willey and the Paula Jones case and
mm-hmm.
all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that was after Jennifer Flowers.
Yes.
All of the 60 Minutes, you know, stay home, bake for my man, cookies, whatever that was, that Hillary. It was, there's so much stuff. It was, and yet, again, yes, you can have people that target and go get you, and they're doing that to Donald Trump. But you also have to have things you're doing to be gettable. And Bill was doing things, and then he called Monica Lewinsky at 2 in the morning and said, and why would Bob Bennett, his attorney, ever allow him to do a deposition? You settle with Paula Jones. You just settle in the interest of the country. I didn't do anything, but I'm settling because I want to move on with the country's business. You don't go and do a deposition. Then he was caught lying in the deposition,
mm-hmm.
and that eventually got him impeached. That's
right.
But he called Monica Lewinsky at 2 in the morning and said, nobody's going to know about a few tonight, not tonight. I mean, he's telling her to just lie. So they get this big old thing, and she signs it. She said nothing to do with him, and now she's in trouble because of that.
Right.
And then Bill goes and lies about it. That's not the way to do it.
Scandalous is a good title for this. Is it a miniseries? Now I'm interested.
You couldn't possibly write anything believable.
I know.
There were so many things that
so
were going
layers.
On. And, of course, Linda Tripp befriended Monica Lewinsky.
Yes, the lawyer.
Monica ended up at the Pentagon, and Linda's going,
She's like 22. Why didn't she get in this office? I mean, a nice position.
Yeah.
And so Monica wanted to go back to the White House after the 96 election when Bill Clinton beat Bob Dole. And that wasn't going to happen. Oh, no. And then she started calling Bill Clinton's secretary, Betty Curry, who totally was complicit in all this. What's her problem? Why are you setting up the president that many times? That's crazy. Hundreds of times a week, Monica would call the secretary, trying to get an audience with the president. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, it is just, I mean, you could not write anything so salacious.
I need to smoke a cigarette, haven't you? Just talk about it. Jeez Louise, TV.
It is so wrong and so bad. You're talking about barely legal, a woman like that who's an intern. Unbelievable. Okay, that was 20 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. Break for the news, come right back. How in the world did that train wreck in South Carolina occur with the Amtrak and the freight train? Somebody didn't switch the tracks. Don't you have like 14 backups for that? It just veered off, was going without slowing down, hit a freight train, 2 dead, 100 hurt. It's an Amtrak running into a sitting freight train. I don't get it. Evan Brown will touch base on this. Don't forget about this. It's a Cardinal Cubs bus trip.
Play ball!
Hi, it's Stevie J. You're invited to join us for our trip to St. Louis for the Cardinals and Cubs Saturday, May 5th. It's only $130 per person and includes our group seating in the left field bleachers and round trip on our Peoria Charter motor coach. Plus, someone on one of our buses will be selected to throw out the first pitch. Say what? Space is limited, so hurry. Complete details at ESPNCU.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The Dow and NASDAQ are now down for the year on Wall Street, with the last 3 days of losses wiping out the gains.
The Dow's 1,175-point drop yesterday represents a 4.6% loss. But to put that in perspective, the 1987 sell-off was 508 points, and that was a loss of 22.6%.
Fox's Jenny Gasola, and the Dow is down more than 500 points just after the opening bell today. The Democrats' rebuttal to a Republican memo about FBI surveillance of a Trump campaign advisor will be released if President Trump says okay.
Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, doesn't think the president will block the memo.
I am more concerned that they make political redactions, not redactions to protect sources and methods.
Democrats say their memo clears up what they call distortions and inaccuracies in the Republican memo.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Have the roof your home deserves. For your next roofing project, why don't you go with Roof Doctors, a locally owned and family operated business for over 25 years. They use superior materials. They're a certified shingle contractor, so they can offer a 50-year non-prorated full system warranty, and they won't loan your work out to subcontractors. Hey, Roof Doctors has worked on my home, and the results are fantastic. But don't just take it from me. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Roof Doctors has plenty of satisfied customers. Get a free quote at roofdoctorsco.com.
It's Dare to Dream, Dream to Build. Friday, March 2nd at the Refinery in Champaign. Presented by Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County and the Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois. For tickets and information, go to daretodream2018.com. That's daretodream2018.com.
I'm Jennifer from Island Travel Group. We invite you to join us in celebrating the grand opening of our new travel showroom on Sunday, February 11th from 1 to 3 p.m. in St. Joseph. We call it the Travel Hub, and we've even started a travel club. At our grand opening event, you will enjoy kids' activities, loads of door prizes, and, of course, travel specials. If you love to travel, you won't want to miss our grand opening, February 11th in St. Joseph. IslandTravelGroup.com, where it's always sunny and 78 degrees.
Yeah. Anatolian Shepherd?
Uh-huh. Okay.
That was a dog. Ryan called in as a dog. I'd never heard of Anatolian. What is an Anatolian? Angolian? What's Anatolian?
Never. I don't know.
All right.
But Ryan had talked about his dog wanting to get in the water so much.
And Dr. Todd said it was pretty rare breed.
Right. And, the dog, Dr. Todd said you need to be the adult there and say no. But just an outdoorsy dog, loves the snow, loves the cold. Ryan was saying in Royal that he rescued him at 10 months.
Anatolia region.
Okay, we're learning.
Okay, it's Turkish. See, okay, I had no idea.
So another text, and keep going back to other presidents. Nixon, rough presidency. There were presidents who, one point of their life, owned slaves. Even Roosevelt
lied to the American public.
Well, John Kennedy had a woman problem.
Right?
He had a lot of, did you see the most recent woman that actually came out in the last 3 years? She was 18 years old. And they're in, like, the first bedroom where Jackie sleeps. And John's going, President Kennedy, you've never done this before? She's 18.
Huh.
It's just like, wow. Okay,
well, and this text goes on to say Lewinsky was 21, not 18.
Well, I know, but come on. 21?
21, that you makes can it, have graduated
it doesn't,
from college.
It doesn't matter. There's got to be an adult in the room.
Man, I think about how I was in my early 20s.
21 years old is not... I mean, scandalous. Listen, I'll give the 21-year-old a little bit of a break, but not the president who's 40-something. I'm not doing that. That's just weak and wrong, and you don't do that. If you have a weakness and you don't put yourself in those situations, you get people to say, grab me, take me out of the room, don't leave me in the room with them. You just got to recognize and understand another thing, it's wrong. That's part of it is like, you know, it's not wrong. Yeah, it's wrong. You don't do that stuff. And yeah, you've got to recognize your susceptibility and your vulnerabilities. That's part of it. But if you don't think it's wrong, then you're never gonna, you won't stand up to it. Here you go, weather.
We've got sunshine now, but more clouds as the day develops. 16-hour low tonight, up to 22 again tomorrow, down to around 9. A chance of snow comes our way in the wee morning hours tomorrow. And then clouds on Thursday expected with a high 33, low 27. We're currently at 6 on ESPN, 93.5.
And you look back, there's certainly presidents with all kinds of stuff. There are things, you know, but Watergate was a simple burglary covered up. It was just stupid and dumb. It wasn't like this mass right-wing conspiracy to do something.
Mm-hmm.
This is just dumb. And you don't cover things in life. You don't try and cover on top of cover on top of cover. Then you can't remember what lie you did. You got to fix it and come forward and get it over with. You know, steroid scandal, how many guys looked guilty when they talked, and then how many guys came out and said, I goofed up? You don't know even who said that. Because it's over.
Yeah.
But the ones that, you know, bit their lip and looked the other way and started crying all this, and they still didn't admit it, then you're going, oh, boy, you got to kind of do that thing. 836, Evan Brown, Fox News. How are you?
I'm lovely. How are you?
Yeah, fine. I'm just sad about the Amtrak hitting the freight train and the switcher. I don't know anything about this. I feel awful for those involved, but how in the world don't we have, like, 7 backups to make sure the switch is right?
I think that's the big concern, from a lot of people, especially inside the auto, the railroad industry, because they've been saying for a long time now that they want the United States government as well as the industry to convert over to a new system for track switching and signaling called PTC, Positive Train Control. And it's kind of like the next generation air traffic control where it's GPS based. The system can see where every train is and on what track and switch things accordingly to make sure the way ahead is always clear. I won't say it's going to be completely foolproof because, you know, nothing ever really is, but it should reduce the risk of collisions we've seen in the past week alone, 2 collisions involving Amtrak.
Yeah.
That have resulted in deaths, and not to mention a problem with Amtrak in December with a new line in the Pacific Northwest, which it wasn't a collision, I'd believe, but something did go off the track. It was a derailment.
Yeah.
And so the industry has been asking for this new system, and it's really up to government regulators to make it happen.
Well, it's, again, in this day and age, and the train didn't even slow down, did it?
It may have been a little bit slower. The track speed limit, I think, was 59, and there are suggestions that it may have been traveling at about 56, which, you know, it sounds pretty slow, 56 miles per hour, because most of us will drive that every day in our cars. But we're in a car that's just not that big compared to a train, and we
right.
can stop a car going 56 miles an hour pretty quickly. Try stopping a train, an Amtrak train that's going from New York to Miami. It takes a few minutes to slow down.
Yep, it does. Okay, well, again, here's hoping we figure that out, and you hate to see stuff like that that's so preventable, and you think, boy, something as easy as a switch, but man, there's a lot of switches goes on in trains every single day in this country. You don't hear about anything going on, so we're pretty good at it. It's just a shame when you got people involved in a sitting freight train like that.
Well, yeah, you know, there's no such thing as a fender bender when it comes to trains. No. So, you know, when these things happen, it shocks us.
Okay, baseball starts in a week. Are you a Marlin fan?
I grew up in Queens, New York.
All right, so you're a Yankee fan.
Oh, good. Bite your tongue.
Mets fan. He's got to be one
Thank
of them.
Thank you very much.
Oh, boy. Probably a little healthier to be a Yankee fan right now. I've been, man, the Yankees got everybody.
I'm from Queens.
I know.
I'm from Queens.
Hey, so did you ever spend time in Shea Stadium then?
I did.
Okay. Because I've been by that stadium.
Did.
I never
Certainly
went in.
Did.
And Jets flying over the thing all the time in the old days, I think.
Yes, quite often.
Hey, buddy, thanks for your time.
You got it.
Evan Brown, Miami. I can't get them right. So if you're in the Bronx, you're Yankees, and the Queens, you're a Mets.
Either. I've never known. And again, just like you, you have two options. And I suppose it's the same in Chicago.
White Sox, Cubs. It's just how do you become a White Sox fan? Grow up in the South Side?
Maybe.
I guess.
Or just kind of rooting for the underdog, most underdog.
Yeah.
You know, there were years wasn't the case.
But the Cubs are like your underdog until this.
That's true.
They were worse than the Sox,
mm-hmm.
I think, because the White Sox won their World Series in 2005 or something. Somewhere in the early 2000s, they won a World Series before the Cubs.
Right.
And the Cubs got it going on and hired Theo and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and again, I mentioned pitchers and catchers report in a week. The Cubbies off to Mesa, Arizona. It's going to be really crowded out there as it is because it's Arizona in March.
Yeah.
Beautiful time. Cardinals down to Jupiter. A lot of guys are already there. A lot of baseball players reported early.
Mm-hmm.
And the story all winter is the lack of the hot stove and the fact that it's so slow. 90 free agents are still unsigned. And when they came into free agency, usually it's a high five and, man, we're going to get paid and all these other things. And all of a sudden, all these analytics came in and owners stopped wanting to overpay for guys on the downside.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes the agents say collusion, and the owners are just colluding because they don't want to pay the money. In reality, it's probably more of, gosh, there are not that many great ones out there. Next year, you'll get into whether it's colluding or not because you're going to have Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, Baltimore's guy, Josh Donaldson, maybe Clayton Kershaw eventually. So the money's going to be nuts next winter because there's going to be a lot of money for Bryce Harper. But there's so many players that are good players, but whether they're enough to invest the kind of money they're asking for. But Jake Arrieta's going to pitch, and Yu Darvish is going to pitch, and J.D. Martinez is going to hit. Those are the three big guys left. Here's hoping they all wind up in St. Louis. Yeah. Where they belong.
It is fun to be in Cardinal Nation, that's for sure.
Cubs Cardinals, May 5, you going? Jump on. $130 a seat. Somebody in one of our three buses will throw out the first pitch, which is pretty darned amazing.
It's just something about that Cardinal Village and the whole atmosphere, and it's just so much easier. I mean, even Cubs fans like going to Busch.
It's easy access. It's very unique culture. It really is different. And I love Chicago, but it's different. It's just a little grandma is ushering because she's
right.
72 and she wants to do something and she's really nice. And so she'll say, honey, you sit over here. Okay, thank you. But it is, and it is the fact that you are in and out of there in 5 minutes. I mean, it's amazing access. Major League Ballpark's a little more hairy to get in and out of. And Wrigley's in a neighborhood. I mean, it's a neighborhood.
Yeah.
But it's got the Fenway Park ambiance. I mean, it's historic.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. 8:43. Sports coming up.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Hey, it's me from Clark Plumbing. I saved the princess. Now I'm here to save you money on your plumbing and heating needs.
Power up. Save time and money with Clark Plumbing and Heating. Whether it's residential or commercial plumbing, Clark Plumbing and Heating know how to get the job done, and they'll help their customers save coin. Don't be a turtle and hide in your shell. Call Clark Plumbing and Heating. They'll be in their carts in no time and at your door to solve your problem. Clark Plumbing and Heating. 356-5356. That's 356-5356 or clark-plumbing.com.
If I had been on Jeopardy, it would have been a total mess because I would not have been able to tell you where Anatolia is.
Right.
But it's known as Asia Minor. It's essentially Asian Turkey. But an Anatolian shepherd, the guy called him with a dog, but if it's in a cold part of the world, they probably have this thick hair.
Uh-huh.
But the dog loves getting in water right now, which is called an icicle.
Okay, and to the argument of Mets versus Yankees and then White Sox versus Cubs, we got a text in to 359-2255. I'm a White Sox fan. I became one because of my favorite players on the team, Frank Thomas
okay.
and Robin Ventura.
Right.
I was a fan of the Cubs and Andre Dawson,
yep.
but met him as a little kid, and he was a very unpleasant person. So I grew up on the Northwest suburbs.
Because Andre Dawson was an unpleasant person.
Switched to the White Sox.
See how important those appearances are, kids?
Frank Thomas yeah. and Robin Ventura.
I sat by Andre Dawson for 2 hours. Sat by Andre Dawson for two full hours.
Was he unpleasant? Or did he say anything to you?
Three words.
Okay.
In 2 hours. And I was the MC, and I tried to talk to him. And I said, Rob Dibble just got a new contract, and he was the 100-mile-an-hour reliever for Cincinnati.
Okay.
And Andre and I had a deep conversation about that.
The three words were...
What'd he get?
Okay.
Yeah, AD and I are pretty tight, let me tell you. And I also sat by Tony Dungy, former NFL coach for the Indianapolis Colts, Tampa Bay. Won a Super Bowl with Indianapolis. Sat by him for 3 hours, and he is the nicest, maybe the nicest guy I ever met in my life. He was so engaging. He was so interested
in
what.
How many words on that?
All like hours of talk.
Oh, okay.
He was truly. He was asking about Janet and the triplets and Nathaniel. He was really engaged.
Nice.
He was now. Tony Dungy is one of the nicest guys. That's the other side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
When you meet celebrities and stuff. So Andre Dawson just lost a Cub fan. Way to go, Andre.
Right.
Yeah. This kid's a Sox fan.
So much for that
fan.
Public appearance. Yeah. You switched him to the other side of town.
All about engaging and being nice to kids,
right? That's right. And when you're taking those assignments, you know you only got a couple hours, whatever.
But some guys look at it as my agent made me do it. Yep. I'm obligated.
Oh, you're right. Super Bowl 52 turned out to be one of NFL's most memorable games, but fewer Americans watching the Eagles' victory over the Patriots 41-33. Sunday night averaged 103.4 million viewers, according to Nielsen. February 2009, Pittsburgh Steelers and Arizona Cardinals was one with a low viewership. Each of the past eight Super Bowls and 1983 finale of MASH topped Sunday night's average. But the NBC chairman says, with an all-time top 10 audience, Super Bowl once again proved to be the most dominant and consistent property on television. So you can see how I was kind of like back and forth on it.
Well, there's spin. There's spin about, you know, because you get your advertising rate based on the...
Right.
So there's a lot of people. That's why I was confused by NBC saying, we'll show anybody that kneels. You know, there'd have been a core of television that would have been turned off
right.
had they seen somebody kneeling, which would have hurt them because the rates would have been lower because the audience would have been less.
Yeah.
I'm going, why are you hurting your own product there?
Just keep focused on the flag and on Pink yep. singing the national
there
anthem there, cameraman. In Big Ten basketball last night, Indiana over Rutgers, 65-43. Tonight, Nebraska's at Minnesota. Northwestern will host number 20, Michigan, and they're up four notches. And also up a notch is Michigan State at number 4. They are at Iowa. Last night, an upset with West Virginia at number 19, beating number 17, Oklahoma, 75-73. By the way, the top five is now Villanova, Virginia, Purdue still at three, Michigan State now four up one, and Xavier is number five.
You might have the Big Ten with two number one seeds with Purdue and Michigan State. They're very possible.
You're right. And Ohio State, for that matter.
Where are they?
They're number 14.
Well, it could be a four. Number one seed would be, they're on four number ones. That'd be top four teams are your ones in your seeding. So Purdue and Michigan State have a shot, depending on what happens in the Big Ten tournament. Purdue doesn't lose the rest of the way. They'll probably be a one for sure.
Right.
Purdue's never been very good in the tournament. I don't know. Maybe this is their year, but I don't. Purdue just always falters in March. I don't get why.
Some folks YouTubing the Chicago center Robin Lopez ejection after his second technical foul through a chair down the hall. Sacramento beat the Bulls 104-98 after being up by over 20 in that first quarter. Washington beat the Pacers 111-102. Matt Patricia, Detroit Lions coach, after being with Bill Belichick as a defensive coordinator in New England 14 seasons. NHL action, Blues in Minnesota, Blackhawks in Calgary tonight.
All right, we'll be back. Check your weather coming up. I'm excited to be part of this. The Fellowship of Christian Athletes presents comedian Michael Jr.
Right there in Matthew, he died. I don't even know. Then I turn to Mark, and he died again. I'm like, what is going on? And then Luke and John are like, why do they keep killing them? What they doing?
Join FCA for an evening of celebration March the 4th. It's worship, laughter, and support of FCA. There's no cost to attend, but there'll be an opportunity to partner financially with the ministry. Sunday, March 4th. For more information, IlliniLandFCA.org.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie, year after year after year. Call Thomas & Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. What criteria should we use to measure our worth? Many people talk about their education, wealth, or awards they have won. Society elevated these at the expense of old-fashioned values. Let's change that. Let's strive to avoid arrogance and substitute it with humility and confidence. Let's keep our word over keeping our money, as in do the right thing even if it costs you. Let's earn a master's degree in real values, kindness, bravery, honesty, and faithfulness to rebalance the scales with our academic degrees. Let's build strong inner character traits with self-discipline. Yes, it's time for us to rethink our priorities. Let's build rich inner lives marked by strong moral depth. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we value success and performance, but never at the expense of you, the customer. Call BPC and A&R and let us serve you with care and distinction.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Compare the window products on the market today, and Marvin Windows are superior in so many ways. At Alexander Lumber, windows are a big part of their business. So why Marvin Windows? Alexander Lumber's customers deserve the best, and naturally Marvin Windows are their choice. Easy to use, durable, versatile, peak energy efficiency built right in. For remodeling, replacement, and new construction, Marvin Windows excels with double hung window options for any application. Simply put, they're the best of the modern window maker's craft. Champaign's Alexander Lumber is your Marvin Windows headquarters.
Market View, car wash and lube, the touchless car wash, shining through for you. Family owned and operated, our full service oil change is the highest rated. And we're open 7 days a week, we want to keep you running at your peak. Now, Market View, car wash and lube, the touchless car wash, shining through for you.
Okay, U of I Meat Sales Room, theme song audition number 238.
Meat, 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 meat.
Ah, boy, not this again. Okay, next, please.
The meat room.
Yes,
Again, that's already been done before. One more, please.
Steaks and burgers at the meat sales room. Steaks and burgers.
The U of I Meat Sales Room on Maryland in Urbana. They may not have clever theme songs, but they do have the best meat in town.
You already know Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar at the I Hotel is a great restaurant. But don't forget about the bar. Fantastic drink specials and mouth-watering menu items from snacks to full meals. A nice selection of draft, craft, and domestic beers, and just about any cocktail you can imagine. Watch a game with multiple flat screens on all sides of the bar, or grab some tables and make it a party. Drink specials daily, plus Houlihan's is now serving a delicious hot breakfast 7 days a week. Houlihan's at the I Hotel. Check them out at the corner of 1st Street and St. Mary's Road, just south of the State Farm Center.
All right, weather. Today and tomorrow, we're up to 21. Tonight's low 16. Overnight, we could see some snow, maybe another inch. Up to 21 tomorrow, down to around 9. 33 the high with clouds on Thursday. We're currently at 6 on ESPN 93.5. Might be heading out to the Mahomet Seymour Urbana game. It's part of our J.T. Walker's High School Sports Showcase, brought to you by Carl Sports Medicine, Illini Mattress, i3 Broadband, Roof Doctors, and Long's Garage. It's at 7:30 tonight here on ESPN 93.5.
All right. You have a wonderful day. We'll meet you tomorrow. Thank you.
All right.
You,
enjoy the day.
Diane Ducey, I'm Stevie J. Thanks for tuning in. Stay warm, stay safe, and have a great Tuesday. Tell me about Axel. What is it like being canine working with a doggy?
Well, unfortunately, he is not a pet, and people, you know, seem to think that these are pets. They come home, they lay on the couch and things like that. And he gets a lot of love, but he is, I affectionately refer to him as a Fernado. He is just, he wants to work. He loves to work. His drive is incredible. He is a year and a half old. He is a Shepherd Malinois from Hungary. Mm. And he's an incredible asset, but there's a lot more work than what people seem to think happens.
A little like a service dog, maybe, where they're working all the time for somebody who's blind or deaf or something. And it's a professional kind of thing, but, you know, you bond.
Oh, yes.
But it's a, you got to go find those drugs for me, or well, you can tell when people freak out when they see you and a dog.
Oh, yes.
Because like, a dog's not going to miss it.
No, he's not going to miss it. And I think also they come with teeth.
Yeah, well.
People are a little afraid of that.
Sarah Lynx, our law enforcement official of the month for February.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You know you need to do it, and you know you should do it at least twice a year. You owe it to yourself. I'm talking about a checkup at West Main Dental in Urbana. When was the last time you visited the dentist? If you can't remember or you're in need of a new dentistry team, West Main Dental is where you should go. Our team at West Main Dental is waiting to see you. Come in and be catered by a professional staff that includes Dr. Janet Bardell, a University of Illinois and Southern Illinois University graduate. West Main Dental offers the highest level of dental care in a warm and comforting environment. From a simple quick checkup to providing you with an at-home teeth whitening kit or orthodontic services, trust the professionals at West Main Dental. Visit West Main Dental in downtown Urbana on Main Street, online at westmaindental.com, or call 607-1292. Trust me, you won't be able to stop smiling with a set of healthy, sparkling white teeth thanks to the work of West Main Dental. West Main Dental, online at westmaindental.com, or call 607-1292 to schedule an appointment today. Join the Twin City Theater Company for The Female Odd Couple. Florence Unger and Olive Madison star in Neil Simon's hilarious contemporary comic classic, The Female Version of The Odd Couple. Instead of the poker party that begins the original version, Olive Madison has invited the girls over for an evening of Trivial Pursuit, and the hilarity remains the same. Don't miss The Female Odd Couple, February 9th through the 11th and 15th through the 18th at the Soto Theater in downtown Champaign. Buy tickets at TwinCityTheaterCo.com. Minutemen.com. Sponsored in part by Dr. J. Barry Howe, Libman, Minuteman Press, and this station.
For better internet, TV, and voice, use i3 Broadband. That's right, get much better service with up to 1 gigabit of internet speed. i3 Broadband makes it easier to connect, play video games, and stream TV and music. No need to worry about the hassle of a contract. It's faster, reliable service with a more affordable cost. It's exactly what you're looking for, right? Check your list. More speed, a local provider of the largest fiber optic network, less expense. Ask about i3 Broadband. It's the perfect choice. Online at i3broadband.com or call 530-0333.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
There are plenty of reasons that you might need a place to stay for a while. Remodeling your house? No one wants to live in that. In town for work? Ditch the corporate apartment. Eastland Suites specializes in extended stays. Our suites are more apartment than hotel. A kitchenette, separate bedroom, even multiple bedroom loft suites. And all the amenities you'd expect, like a swimming pool, workout room, and our lobby bar.